An American has been detained in China. NPR has learned the Chinese-born man has been held by Chinese authorities for more than a month without being charged. This detention follows by 1 week news that U.S.-based Chinese scholar Gao Zhen is under detention in Beijing. While Gao is a permanent U.S. resident but traveling under a Chinese passport, the new case involves an American citizen, an academic based in Hong Kong. NPR's Rob Gifford joins me now from Beijing. What do we know about this case?
Well, what we know is that the man is indeed an American citizen. He's a man by the name of Li Xiaomin. He's an academic. He was born in China. He went to the United States in the 1980s and got a PhD at Princeton. He's a very respected academic who, after leaving the United States, went to Hong Kong, where he has been teaching for the last few years at the business school of the City University of Hong Kong. And I've just got off the phone with his wife, who has confirmed to me that he crossed the border into mainland China on February the 25th, and she has not heard from him since. So she has contacted the United States Embassy in Beijing, and they have indeed confirmed to her that her husband is being held by the Chinese authorities.
Do you know, or does she know, does anyone know the reason for holding him?
She said she did not know anything about why he was being held, and she totally denied that he was involved in any kind of espionage or spying. But the suspicion must be, of course, in the light of Gao Zhan's case, this case that came to light last week of the other U.S.-based scholar who was detained in Beijing, that perhaps he is being held for some kind of espionage charges. But unfortunately, there's no information forthcoming from the Chinese side to either confirm or deny.
These detentions, Rob, are they part of a deliberate policy by the Chinese?
It's very difficult to say. I think there are probably two theories on this. One is that they definitely are a deliberate policy. Recently, you've had the defection of a senior Chinese military official to the United States. There's one theory that goes that this could be part of some kind of tit-for-tat retaliation, could be part of some kind of arresting these people to use them possibly as a bargaining chip. There are many issues on the table at the moment for which China might need a bargaining chip. The other theory is that the Chinese decision-making system is very decentralized now, and it could well be that the Chinese state security people have arrested Gao Zhan last week, and this guy, Li Xiaomin, this week, they've arrested them both without the knowledge of the central government, and that it's just a matter of the different arms of the party not knowing what each other are doing.
What impact could all of this have on U.S.-Chinese relations?
Well, clearly, it's another diplomatic incident. It's a major diplomatic incident if this man, a U.S. citizen, is being held by the Chinese. But I think it's part of a broader picture of a very delicate situation between Washington and Beijing. Of course, you had the arrest in February of Gao Zhan. You've also got the United States sponsoring a bill about China's human rights in Geneva at the moment. And you've also got the issue of arms sales to Taiwan coming up next month. And it looks as though Washington will sell advanced weapon systems to Taiwan. So it's a very sensitive time, and I think all these different issues together do add up to a rather difficult situation between the two capitals.
And all of this comes at a time when China is lobbying hard to become host for the 2008 Olympic Games. I mean, citing China's human rights record, a House committee went on record this week opposing Beijing's bid.
That's right. And of course, that resolution, non-binding though it is, did not go down well here at all. The Chinese are almost fanatical about getting the 2008 Olympic Games, and they're doing everything they can to achieve that. And clearly, cases like this are just not going to help.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing.